All right, I want you to turn to Malachi. And this has been a request of about two or three people, a couple on the internet, and Josh. And, you know, I had a great conversation with Josh. I tell you, you guys need to get to know Josh. He's a great individual and got his life excited for the Lord, and we're excited for him. You know, hang on, someone just texted me. All right. Anyway, I want to talk to you about tithing. Now, I got to warn you, I'm not preaching on this because we need money. But, obviously the ministry runs on money. I'm preaching this because of the misconception that 99% of the people that go to church have about tithing. I do believe in giving to the Lord. I believe it's money, time, energy. I believe it's all that. But what they do in the religious system is make you feel guilty and put the burdens on you that you think that if you're not giving, you're going to hell. How many's felt that way?
Amen.
Yeah, quite a few. And so I'm not preaching tithing as in need of your money. I'm preaching tithing in the sense of how I was taught. Now, how many heard that tithing is 10%? Now, let's get a debate. Get the house mic'd up a little, and let me just ask, when I ask these questions, you can turn them on. How many thinks it's 10% of the gross? How about 10% of the net? Okay, some very in thought. How would you know? You know, if one you're robbing God and the other one you're not, you know, I mean, you can be in trouble pretty quick. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I start to ask people about tithing. Is tithing every week?
No.
You know, I mean, well, you that know don't, you know.
Don't spoil them.
Yeah, I mean, let them learn. But
in the churches, it was like once a week.
People taught it as and they would pass the plate, right? I mean, that's the idea. Now we're going to take up our tithe and our offerings, you know, and they play the piano in the background, and
the choir would sing,
or the choir would sing, or something like that would happen, and they would pass the plate.
Now,
how many of you are like not having a plate blast under their nose every Sunday?
Amen.
Yeah, me too.
And you know, they preach, you know, I've watched them on television, if you don't tithe, you don't get God's blessing. And if you don't get God's blessing, you're not getting God's blessing. It's because you're not paying the preacher. I've heard that I don't know how many times. So.
Well, you guys definitely need to pay the preacher.
Hey, I'm already blessed. Amen.
Anyway, when you really think about tithing, the first thing you know is in Malachi. And go to Malachi chapter 3. In Malachi chapter 3, I want to start in verse 8, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. I hope this will be a blessing to you. I hope it opens your eyes. Even the, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. Boy, now, I don't know about you, but I would not want a God curse against me. You understand? I mean, there's a few things I would rather have. A poke in the eye, a slap in the face, dragged through tar, than a curse of God. You understand? I mean, the curse of God, when he's handing out things, I'm sure he's handing them out right. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Very important, that statement here. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouses, that you may have meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, I can tell you that the idea of the tithe is if you do not tithe, you're under a curse. Man, let me tell you what. You wonder why people are scared to death about money and their situation between them and God? I mean, if you really just believe the Bible and say, I believe the whole Bible's written to me, every bit of it's written to me, then you got to know that some of you guys would have to feel guilty. Amen? And you know that you're not doing what the Lord wants. But you see, the problem is right division. And right division changed everything. You basically, and I'm going to put the chart up like we always do. Matthew to John here. The book of Acts. Acts chapter 2 here. Acts chapter 9 here. And the rapture there. Malachi. Back to Genesis. Is that fair? And we were in Malachi in chapter 3 talking about being under a curse. Well, I want you to understand that everything that is from here to is under the what?
Law.
It's under the law. Really, there's 2,500 years. It's not right there. But, you know, it's under the law. And there are requirements based upon the laws of God to do certain things. Y'all understand? It is the law of God. God can have any laws he wants. And does. And the people don't really get the whole thing here at all. I mean, they just totally miss this whole deal. But I want you to see what Paul, 2 Corinthians, go to 2 Corinthians. And I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 9. Now, there is a huge difference between giving and tithing. Okay? Tithing is under the law. If you don't do it, what are you under? If you do it, windows of heaven will open up and you will not even be able to receive all the blessings. If you do it, you're blessed. If you don't do it, you're cursed. But under grace and under Paul's administration, and by the way, I can tell you for a fact, this is an absolute fact. I've been doing this 22 years. Preaching. And here's some facts you need to write down. The one who gives always has plenty of money. The ones who quit giving or don't give, they're always broke. And I understand that because most of us think this is my pie and I'm going to give a portion of the pie. But the pie is really his anyway. And when you acknowledge that pie as his, the giving of it is—it's never been yours to give. It's just yours to release. And I teach, you know, some financial things from the pulpit because I think it's important. I think be wise with your own money. But in Second Corinthians, Paul's laying out the articles of giving, and this doesn't sound anything like that law we just read in Malachi. In 2 Corinthians 9, I want you to read with me in verse... Well, can I come up to verse 5? And 6 is what I need, but... Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before you, before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whatever you have noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. And the problem with people's lives and money is what? It's covetousness. It's not the money that is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. It's that what it'll do, whatever. But this is what Paul says. But this I say then, he that soweth sparingly shall what?
Reap sparingly.
So if you give a little, guess what's going to happen?
You get a little.
You know. But he says, he which soweth bountifully shall what? Reap also bountifully. You see that? I mean, there's a direct correlation to the two. And I do believe that. Verse 7. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart. Was that the tithe? Just, you know, give whatever you purpose in your heart?
No.
What did he say if you didn't give the 10%?
You're cursed.
Yeah, you robbed God and you cursed. Well, why would Paul all of a sudden say, well, you know, just give whatever you purposed in your heart? I mean, that would be quite a switch off the tithe, wouldn't it? You understand? I mean, you know, in one place, if you gave 9.5, you were under curse. Now Paul's saying, whatever you feel in your heart, just whatever feels good to you. How do you feel about that? You like that better, don't you?
Amen.
That's because you want to hang on to all your money. No. Every man according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of what?
Necessity.
Now see, the necessity is the part of the law that you got to understand. So I want you to put by that word necessity, Malachi chapter 3, 8 through 12 or whatever it is there. 10? Yeah. No, if you got it, that's fine.
Go ahead, William.
Now, listen. Every man according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You know how much you ought to give?
So you can laugh.
Yeah, just you have fun with it. Man, this is the Lord's portion. Praise the Lord, man. I'm glad to give it. Under the law, it wasn't that way at all. It was you're going to give up 10%. Now, why the difference? What's the difference between the tithe and the giving? Well, the tithe is really, I want you to take, don't take this wrong, okay? But it's kind of like a tax. What did the tithe really do?
It took care of the
priest and the nation and the government. Y'all understand? The Levites. And they had no income. They had no land in which they could grow things and prosper and things like that. So they would bring the tithe into the storehouses and they would live off the tithes for food, for money, for repairs, whatever needed to be done. Okay? So you got to remember why the tithe was there. The tithe wasn't there just to burden the people. It was to support the priesthood. And, you know, I have not taken a salary over the last 14 years from this church, but would it be right for me to take one?
Amen.
And the answer is yes, it would be. In fact, it'd be godly and right. But we couldn't have gotten where we are had I done that. And so I've dedicated myself to working, trying to help pay just like everyone else does to get the message of grace out. Mr. King, glad he's found us. Amen. Now, you're going to watch us when you get back to Texas on the internet, right? He'll say, have you ever seen it on the internet?
No.
That'll be exciting. The whole thing with this is that there was a governmental supporting that. Go to Genesis. Huh? I think so. I want to apologize. I grabbed the wrong Bible this morning and I couldn't find my other Bible. I have two Bibles. And so it's not going to be as smooth as I would look normally. And it's not because I'm weak, but just I have to read down a little bit. Where does it talk about him giving 10% here?
You're talking about
14:30? And I think it's 14. Well, Genesis. There would be no 30. Yeah, verse 17, I think, will get us close. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him and returned from the slaughter of the cheddar, whatever, and the kings that were there, with him in the valley of Shaven, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem. By the way, who is Melchizedek? It's Jesus Christ. Brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemy into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Now, that's the first time it's mentioned. The tithe is a tenth. That's where everybody got the tenth. That was the whole concept. Give a tenth. It's all his. He gave you the spoils. The tenth. That's where it was created. But it got integrated in law. Go to Leviticus 27. Now, I got to tell you, the tithe is different than you've ever, the bearded one, Jamie, you're looking like Sean Connery or somebody. Don't you think? A redheaded Sean Connery? Good jawline? I like that. Well, we ought to be able to catch a young chick now. Everybody in Leviticus 27. What they would do with the tithe is they would collect it once a year. You ever hear a church do that?
No.
Are you kidding?
Sounds
good. Every day
church. Well, you know, yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little the cleft coming up. You know, I think I'll not come that Sunday. Man, you'd be listen under the law. You'd be robbing God. You don't want to show up that day. You know, but let me tell you, how many churches do you know take up a tithe once a year? So where'd they get this every Sunday deal?
Somewhere.
Traditions of man.
First week. First of the week you took up.
That was Paul, and he did it one time for the poor saints in Jerusalem.
Right.
Every Sunday, to collect up the tithe is incorrect, and not even biblical. It's not in the Word of God. invented, fabricated, whatever. It wasn't in, it's not in the Word of God. The tithe was collected once a year. And it was at the Feast of Ingathering. And it was a real simple thing that they would do, is they would come in and they have a bar. And everything that passed under the bar, one-tenth of it was pulled off. Okay, so let's play a game. What is the tithe? Well, it is not money. Okay, say that. Tithe is not money.
Tithe is not money.
It was never money. That's right. It was the fruit of the land. Now look, if you will, in, are y'all in Leviticus 27? Have y'all found the verses yet? 30, someone said. That's good. Who said that?
Miss Jean.
Miss Jean, you little stinker. Now watch this. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. And it's holy unto the Lord. And if any man will redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add therefore thereto a fifth part thereof. Now, if you're going, okay, I got this precious bull, and I don't want this bull to go to slaughter. I've only got one bull, and they're going to take how much of it?
All of it.
They're going to take a tenth of it. Okay? So, or let's say you lived in a far, far land. And to bring the tithe in would be hard. You could redeem it for cash. How much more? A fifth part. Which is how much? 20% more. So let's say the bull was worth $1,000. You could do what to tithe? Cash. That's right. You would have to add the fifth part to the tenth. You all understand? So really, everybody who's tithing with cash would be doing what? Robbing God anyway. Why? They're not adding the fifth part to it. You all understand that? There's no way, no how, that people today are, quote, tithing. All right. Deb, was it you that... All right, both of y'all.
On the $100, or is it a fifth part of $1,000?
Let me ask the question again.
The tithe or the value of the animal?
Fifth part.
Well, it would. Well, it depends. I mean,
$100 or $120.
It would be a fifth part more to the tithe.
All right, $120.
Okay. So, you know, you understand, and the tithe was important for what reason? For the priests. It was the governmental support for Israel. Now, we're not doing governmental support here. This isn't a welfare program. Okay? Verse 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, even of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. So they would put up a rod, and everything you had came through there. You had 10 chickens, guess what happened to one of them?
Went to the priest.
If you had 20 cows,
two of them went.
What if you only had eight?
They would divide them. No, they'd kill it. They would take a tenth part. And by the way, you hear in the Bible these just measurements and just weights. It had to do with the what? The tithe. I mean, the priesthood got so crooked that they started using unjust weights to get more. I think that's like churches today. They're using unjust weights. You didn't expect this on tithing, did you?
No.
Mr. King, is this what you expected?
And the people started getting crooked.
And the people started getting crooked. You see, guys, when you think of the tithe, we don't think of it as it really was in Israel's day. We think about what they've told us and told us and told us is the tithe. And so we've sucked into that. And we bought into that plan. And I'm saying it's time to come out of the plan and live in grace. Amen?
Amen.
You know? If you think about it, everything that went under it, and it didn't really matter what... Excuse me just a minute. I was going to say, if I don't come back up, someone come give me CPR. Everything would weigh out. You had 20 pounds of barley. It'd go under. Guess what the scribes and stuff would do that day? They'd weigh it out. They could weigh it out and divide it in a tenth, and they would keep what? Doesn't matter if this is wheat, chickens. Doesn't matter what it is. What?
Tomatoes.
Watermelon. Spices.
Watermelon. It doesn't matter. Everything came under the bar. How many times a year?
Once.
You know anybody doing that? Nope. Let me ask a question. You know anybody doing the tithe?
Nope.
I don't know a single person doing the tithe. Now, I do believe in giving. You know? And how many, by the way, how many think they're keeping the commandments? Probably the majority of them too. Amen? So this is no far stretch, really, when you think about it, because this is part of the Levitical law. Yeah, let me tell you, I don't hear this stuff being taught. And I'm like, why isn't this being taught? You know why? Because churches do need money. We need money. It takes money to operate this thing. But you know what? I decided 22 years ago we weren't going to take up a collection. And the only time I've taken up a collection is for brothers in Christ that are in trouble. If you were down on your luck or sick or needed something, we've helped out some of the brethren in here. You know? And we take up a collection for you. But I haven't taken one up for the church. And there have been times when we wonder whether we're going to make it or not. I can tell you it's been nip and tuck. It's been a lot harder than putting you under the yoke. You know, if I put you under the yoke, it'd be a lot easier. Here's the problem. It'd be wrong. It'd be against grace. It'd be against the truth of the Word of God. And to do that just for gain, to have more building than most of them can afford. You know what? If part of that congregation left, most churches just fall apart. And so you know what they do? They start compromising, trying to keep the people there in their tithing mode. And they put that yoke on their neck. And you know why they do? They want to control those purse strings. I never wanted that. I wanted you to get the Word of God free. The internet, people watch it all over the country, free. There's people who give. There's a donation button on the internet, and I'm not ashamed to say, hey, we'll accept your donation and help try to cover the cost of this ministry. I praise God for it. And there's people that give, and I'm thankful that they give. But the tithe, we're not doing. Y'all understand? That ain't happening. It ain't happening in this church. It's not happening in the Baptist church down the way. It's not happening in the Assembly of God. And what they're using as a tithe is just another yoke to control you and to pull you out of grace and into the law.